Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy? What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold stressing, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt it. No, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. My back against the ropes, spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Delicent every, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes, spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Hey, everybody. Happy Sunday. We're at it again. Another week still in tune with the program. What's happening, Mo Ben?
Yo, Miss Lovely Black, what's popping? What's happening to the people out there? Another Sunday night. Pardon the background noise. I'm kind of on location right now. My wife had me out all day. She had me hostage. And, you know, of course, I can't miss the show. You know what I'm saying? I got to be here for the people. So I'm actually, like, at this little kind of, like, bar slash lounge on Flatbush, Brooklyn, live and direct. So I'm ready to bring it. You know what I'm saying? But just let me know if it's a little too loud in here, and I'll just mute it, you know, while we have our conversation. But I'm chilling. How was your week?
You done did a couple shows like this before.
I know, right? Yeah, it's been a minute.
Shout out to our top five. United States, Turkey, Republic of Korea. Oh, man, I'm trying to pull up the thing because I know we have a top five.
Shout out to the top five out there.
we haven't done a top five in a couple of weeks, so I definitely wanted to get the top five out. I was looking at the top five, and I seen Turkey on there. I was like, okay.
Oh,
you know,
so Turkey done joined the top five? Shout out to Turkey.
Oh, they done joined
What's
the
up,
top
Turkey?
Five. We got our United States, United Kingdom, of course. Salute to the United Kingdom. United Kingdom has been going hard with us since the very beginning. Republic of Korea, Turkey, and Italy. Those are our top five.
Wow.
Of course, as you know, California is 60% of our listener base in the United States.
Damn, that's more than half. So, man, we
California
see
is.
Cali is representing.
We love you guys. And I just wanted to give a disclaimer. On this show, you know, it's real talk, and we are very, very open about it. And sometimes, you know, some things are said that the show may or may not agree with, and we try to correct that at the same time. So just understand, you know, don't judge my heart. You know, we're trying to make sure that it's a show for everybody to tune in and to be able to come and get some 411. So tonight, you know, we're going to do things different. We're going to just talk about a lot of different topics, some topics that I haven't touched bases on. I said that I was going to stop riding a fence, you know, with this show, because that's the only way, you know, I can really say real talk, because I've been riding a fence on a lot of topics, and I haven't been wanting to touch on them for the fear of how people are, because they're so sensitive. But we're not doing that tonight. We're putting it all out there. So,
we get
I had a great week. I had a great week, man. A lot of things changed, like, so fast for me in 1 week, and I really, really cannot complain about my week at all.
I'm seeing
what
the movie.
You don't know is you thought that I was going to Atlanta, and it turns out that I'm not going back to Atlanta. Now, I tried so desperately to get back to Atlanta.
Hold on.
Listen, let me tell you
breaking
what happened.
News.
I know, let me tell you what happened. I was trying to get back to Atlanta. Now, I have never applied for a place and did not get it, right? And I applied for three different houses. That means that was three different application fees. It wasn't my credit. It wasn't my money. It was just things that they were coming up with saying. And I took that as a notion of God don't want me to move yet. You know what I'm saying? It's stuff that I still got to finish it. And it's some people that I need to connect with. And when I came here, I prayed and I said, allow me to be able to pour into my family. And we already know, out of sight, out of mind, I'll never forget my family, but I can do a lot more for my family being here with my family. And so that was like one of those things that I took it as, okay, you know what, I'm chilling. So I hadn't posted it or anything because I wanted to share that here on the show because I was so hyped on everything. But I am actually at peace with the decision. You know what I'm saying? And I've still been making moves. I still got my connects. I still do business in Georgia. I still, you know, got to get up and go to Georgia, you know, and handle my business there because I still have business there. But I'm just saying that I'm going to let this year flourish for me here and see what doors are going to open, because I know that there's so much going on for me this year, and maybe I need to be here. Why it's going on to be around my family. So kudos to that. I'm at peace with it. I'm happy about it, actually. And, you know, I'm still here. So now the whole process is I gave away my house. And, one, I didn't want it. You know what I'm saying? It was too far out. So now I'm in the process of looking for something here that's closer to the city, that's not as far out. Feel me, but that's what I'm doing right now. So that's an awesome thing. Also, you know, I've been moving in silence, and I said I was going to move in silence a lot more, and just, you know what I'm saying, wait till things actually happen before I speak about them. My website was one. I've always had the newmisslovelyblack.com. I have had the newmisslovelyblack.com for about 2 years now, but I just put it back up, so I revamped the entire site. Shout out to anewpretty.com. That's my design guy. He does all of my flyers. And now I turn over the website to him. You know what I'm saying? Because we've been making it happen. And, you know, he did it. He took my dream and he turned it into reality. I'd be trying to let him take over, but, you know, it just don't happen. But we worked together and got an amazing site. And like I said, I wasn't even planning on this site to be ready this fast. But, you know, good thing it was.
It's looking good, too.
I barely got any rest.
I got the sneak peek.
Last night. And I woke up and my mind was heavy. And then, you know, that actually just came to me. So, you know, that's just the spiritual, you know, the spiritual being saying redirect your attention. And I've already said, like, if it's going to take my attention off of my business, I can't deal with it. And if I see that it's heavy in the beginning, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to keep going forward. So I was just able to redirect my attention to the grind, and it actually worked. I'm super exhausted, though. So after the show, I am taking a shower and I'm going to bed because I need rest. Oh my God, I need rest.
The
new MissLovelyBlack.com is live right now, and the new MissLovelyBlack.com, that's THENEWMIZZLUVLIBLACK.com. You can actually order autographed copies of my books from the website as well. As long as you're in the United States, it's free shipping. The four books that I have right now, you can order each one autographed for 20 each on the website. Also, you can actually be featured on my website. My name has weight on the Google bar. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to tell you that. I've been rocking the Google since 2009, heavy. So, you know, it pops right up. You know, it's in the top of the searches. And you can be featured on the website. You can feature your business, your music, your brand, your stores, whatever it is. It's an image and a link or a banner. The X-rated banners have to be toned down because of the type of site that it is. You know, it's a you know, PG site, so we don't want anything, you know, too raunchy. But, you know, if you got something and you can fix up your X-rated site to be directed to you, we can actually, you know, get you on and get you featured as well. All of my books will be updated there. You can also listen to the radio show from the website as well and catch the latest six episodes. You can catch the last six episodes on there, and then you can go into our actual archive and just check all of our shows out. Kudos to all of our faithful listeners. Yeah, all of the faithful listeners that have been tuning in, making this show great, making it possible, and making it a worldwide show. We sincerely appreciate you. I got the title for my first book. I'm not releasing it yet until the artwork is done.
Oh, not yet?
Okay. I'm super excited about that part. I want to get the copyright because the name is so catchy. I want to make sure that I got it, you know, done the way I need it to be
done.
For
the branding,
so I'm
moving saying,
a little different with the books. Yeah, so by the time I come out with it, it's going to be already set in stone where it can't, no one can copy what I'm doing. So kudos for that. I took my time as I got in, and that's coming. I promise you, it is on the press right now. My team has been working diligently with me to make sure that these books get put out. Kudos to the design team for doing everything that we have to do. We have new promo flyers out. We have new T-shirts out. You know, it's been crazy. All of the studio equipment, unless I want to add some more stuff, is already in for us to start recording live shows. It's just so much that I've been working on. Everything is there. It's just me getting situated now. And that's been my week, man. It's just my week. This is a week for me. So
I see,
really have
like
been, like, going
that's
hard
been,
all week. And really pouring into the brand, because this brand, like, I know that it's moving and it's doing things. So, kudos to my week. How was your week?
So my week was I'm just getting to the bag, and you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, once you get a couple deals, you know what I'm saying, you're trying to just get some next deals. You want to just keep that momentum going. So, in doing that, you know, I got a partner in real estate now. We're just trying to maximize and get the most out of all the opportunities, cover certain things. When I'm not there, I can cover certain things when my partner's not there. So I'm just, you know, like, just getting that up and going, you know what I'm saying, making sure that's flourishing. And, you know, interior decorating, you know, that's been cool, you know what I'm saying. And then just, you know, chilling with my wife, you know what I'm saying. I told you, like, today was crazy. Shout out to Vintage Nubian. That's my wife's business. You know, she's got, like, you know, she's into, like, the vintage clothing, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, my wife's a designer, so you know, she's got a real, I guess, passion for this like vintage stuff. So she, you know, she like to flip clothes. You know what I'm saying? Instead of flipping that weight, she,
right,
you know, you know, buying stuff and reselling it. You know, catching a profit. So I went out to the city in Manhattan, and like we got up to like talk about having no sleep, because I got in last night a little late, and then I had to get right back up here to help her out. So we've been ripping and running since 7 o'clock this morning, and it didn't stop all the way until literally right before the show, and we ain't had a chance to eat, so I had to get some meals. You know, I got me a nice little drink over here, so I'm chilling. But I'm kind of cooling, you know what I'm saying? So now it's just a wind down, and like I said, like, you giving me life, you know what I'm saying, right now, just talking. I see how you grinding, getting it, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, you know, like, let's both meet at the top, you know, like how we, that's it. That's why,
right,
we in a nutshell, you know?
And for you guys, I know Mo gives you, Mo and myself, we give you all of our social medias. You can actually find Mo on the Real Talk page of the website, and his links to his Instagram and Twitter is
hell
on there,
yeah,
so you can
hell
follow
yeah
him there.
Through,
I can tell you that every single link, just about every link that I have is on this website, both of my Instagrams, both of the Facebooks, my Twitter,
that's
my Tumblr, my YouTube, everything is there in one
place. You know
place.
What I'm excited about?
And I'm a firm believer of that. What?
You know what I'm excited about? I'm excited about, because I'm gonna be chilling. Like, you know, websites and apps and all that stuff, that's just like a club. You know what I'm saying? So I'm excited to just be chilling on the new MissLovelyBlack.com website, because, like, you know, that's where I'm gonna be, like, if I want to put somebody onto the show, you know what I'm saying, that's where all that things are archived, so I can just go right there, you know what I'm saying, and then, like you said, you just shouted me out, you know, you got the link to that, so I'm gonna be chilling, you know what I'm saying, that's gonna be my spot where I'll, oh, you know, when I want to promote this, or, you know, tell somebody, oh, you know, we got it in on this show, we had this interview with this person, check this out. I'm gonna definitely just, you know, direct them over right to the website, you know, so they can
right,
can,
and then
you know,
can come back
get
to
that going.
The station channel. So
yeah,
it's positive,
yeah,
moves,
so we,
man. I'm
all
hungry right now.
Yeah.
I'm hungry and
energy.
I can't afford to have any distractions right now. What I'm doing, I am focused, beyond focused, and it's just amazing, man. I can't lie. I'm just in a zone right now. So nothing, even the things that are happening that aren't going the way that I'm planning them, I just chop it up to the fact that it's not supposed to go that way. And that's how you remain positive. So like tonight we're talking about people that choose to be negative. Being negative is a choice, you know. And I have grown so much from leaving this place 12 years ago. You know, I went out into this world. And so when you around people that aren't traveled in the manner that you are, or they're just accustomed to being in, you know, their own this environment. You feel me? They are of the environment. So I get that. And I get a lot of people around the world. So tonight we're going to talk on R. Kelly. We're going
to
talk on the
Arcelor
situation. We're going to talk on the Khloe Kardashian situation. And we're going to talk on haters in general. So I'm going to tell y'all about a situation that I had, right? And this is the craziest thing in the world that, you know, me being an empath, that means that I feel people. I get connected to people, and I feel their hurt. I feel their joy. You know what I'm saying? And so on and so forth. And it's a good and a bad thing. But people can drain you when you can.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Read certain situations. So this is the craziest part about it. So I'm going to tell my situation, and we're going to talk about that, and then that's going to allow us to open up into the R. Kelly and so on a situation. So and in life, you're just always going to have some type of drama. So I have this person that was around me, right? And so for right now, we're going to say this person. Let's say Keisha. That's their name. And Keisha is somebody that I have been around for a very long time, just about all of my life, right? And me and Keisha, you know, we understand, we talk. And, you know, Keisha always kind of was like, you know, she always had her own vibe going. You know, she kept a job. You know, she kept a car. You know what I'm saying? Just things like that. But Keisha had the habit to kind of, like, look down on others all of the time. And so, you know, when I come back, you know, at the me now, you know what I'm saying? And I sit back and I'm just like trying to get teacher the game. Like, okay, you got a job, you got a car. Why don't you own your house? You know what I'm saying? Just own some business type stuff. So Keisha goes and she meets this young man, right? And we're going to call this young man, we're going to call him
Charlie.
Joe, okay? Keisha
Joe.
And Joe,
okay?
Okay. So Keisha meets
Joe.
We're
writing
Joe.
A book right now.
right. You know how I get. Keisha meets Joe, and Joe is kind of out of her league. You know what I'm saying? She's not used to a person like Joe. As soon as she introduced me to Joe, I understood that Joe was a different type of character. Now, me, genuinely, I'm happy for her, not only with Joe, but for all of the other men before then. Before Joe, I would always, like, she would come to me and ask me for advice, and I would give it to her. I would tell her things would happen before they happened. I would tell her not to do things, she would do them, and she would get the results that I said, right? So she trusted my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Because it was well before Joe. So now I'm telling her for like 2.5 months, okay, do this with Joe, do that with Joe. This is how you keep Joe. This is how, you know, you do these things, right?
How
now,
you
overall,
this game.
She's a cool individual overall.
Okay.
And, you know, she's laid back, but she will trick you. So she's one of those chicks where, like, you know, like, you know how it is. You know, she dressed nice. She's never dressing raunchy. You know, she got a nice, you know, her housing together. You know, she go to work.
Okay.
So you would be like, oh, she's a
good
girl.
Okay, so
girl.
She got stuff
but
in the for the most part, though.
Oh, she actually opposite of the good girl. So, so the thing is, you know, she's not always clever. So, you know, I give her her kudos. So
okay.
here's where the problem comes in at. Okay.
Wow.
It was a whole bunch of stuff going on behind the scenes that she wasn't telling me about because she knew that I wasn't going to be happy about it, or she knew I would say that's not right. So finally, some stuff hit the fan between Keisha and Joe, and it was more so like I was kind of over it because she had started cheating on Joe, but she felt like Joe was cheating on her. So, therefore, she started cheating on him. And I said, but you never caught Joe doing nothing. And she said, I'm not stupid. So, because you're not stupid, you're going to start cheating. As a woman, you cannot do what a man do. I can't stress this enough to you women. As a woman, you cannot do what a man do. It is not called settling. It's called a man being a man and you being a woman. Okay?
Ooh,
now,
I like that.
Joe left Keisha. Joe left Keisha.
Joe
he
left.
Took his little stuff from the house. He left.
So she
automatically thought that I was the reason that Joe left her. She thought I was the reason Joe left her. She thought
why?
That I had went to
that?
Joe and told Joe she
told
was
Joe
cheating
stuff?
And X, Y, and Z.
Damn.
And I said,
wait, hold
oh, damn. I said,
I'll wait.
Yeah, like, I'm like, well, damn, why would you think that I was the one to tell Joe? Right? So I'm not knowing. Now, granted, keep in mind, Keisha has a sister that was living with her. Now, Keisha's sister had two boyfriends, right? Okay, so what? You know, like y'all do y'all thing. But Keisha was telling one of the boyfriends her sister business about the other boyfriend. I didn't know none of that, right? I didn't know she was telling me
Keisha.
This. So, in hindsight,
Run that down. Keisha's sister...
Yeah.
Was telling something.
Yeah, Keisha's sister. No, Keisha's sister stayed with Keisha.
Yeah, okay. I follow
so,
that.
So, Keisha's sister has two boyfriends.
Keisha
was telling the side dude. Yeah, Keisha.
About the other
Keisha
dude.
Telling them all kind of stuff. Now, for me, if I would have knew that then, I wouldn't have been dealing with her because that's low down.
You would have cut
that's
Keisha
disloyal.
Off.
And that was messed up, right? I would have cut Keisha off. I didn't know that till later on, right? So I'm wondering, why does Keisha think that I'm the one who told Joe what's going on and I've been the one who helping her? Even though I didn't know what was going on, even if Joe said something, I was looking dumb because I was still like, oh, man, you know, she wants you, she want to be with you, da-da-da-da. He never said nothing to me that somebody told him something. Fast forward,
okay.
He finally breaks down and says, somebody told him what she was doing. And my mouth dropped to the floor. So I'm like, well, damn, who the hell could tell him what she doing? And then her and the sister got into it. And come to find out, the sister jumped in his inbox on a fake page, told him everything was going on. Because the sister had found out she was telling her business.
So why she
So it come back on you, right? That's karma. It come back on you.
She accused you first. Yeah,
she accused me first. So then you find out a sister did it, and I said, you know what? I said this is too much
like,
going on, right? It's a lot of back and forth. So I said to her at that time, she apologized. Don't get me wrong, she apologized.
Because she could have been all in.
But I said to her at that time, I said, I'm out of this shit. I don't want no parts on this shit. I stopped calling her phone all
day. Because
it was too much. It was like my peace was disturbed on your situation. I don't have all that going on over here. You know what I'm saying? I told you not to cheat on this man. You still did it. I told you to cut the other dude off. You did not. You know what I'm saying? The other dude popping up to your house while your dude in there sleep, and it's just too much, right? So, fast forward. Now people coming back saying, oh, yeah, she said this, or she said you jealous of her. She said you want what she got. And I say, man, let's break this down. What do you have that I don't have?
Oh, yeah.
What do you have that I don't have? This nigga? You can't say that. So what do you have that I don't have? You know what I'm saying? So I was like, I told her, I said, instead of you trying to point the finger and be mad at somebody, why don't you take accountability? Listen, let me tell you something, ladies. Like, this whole drama shit going on. Let me tell you something. A man can sense in the universe will tell on you when you cheat. Have you ever been with somebody and it's like everything going good? Then you start stepping out. You know you stepping out, but things in your relationship not going right. You know he don't know that you cheating. You just feel like it's getting worse. Listen, that's the universe swaying you. Men were not created to be monogamous, but women were, okay? Whatever you do, you have to give your heart to. You cannot cheat, because when you start cheating, your whole relationship will start going left because of your demeanor. And the one thing that you women have to understand is that if you're sleeping with this man and this is your man, he can smell his scent. He can smell somebody else's scent. It's a lot of things that come into play that you learn once you become awakened and you start doing the research. You know what I'm saying? If you're not going to be right with this man, then leave this man alone. Stop trying to point fingers at everybody else and say they don't want to see you happy, and learn what you did, learn from what you did wrong, and be a better you. Like, I'm trying to figure out, why can't people not understand that it's called being a hoe? So when I was out on the streets and doing my thing, I was getting paid for what I was doing. Now, you were here just doing these things and taking care of people and doing whatever. Like, come on, like, it's called being a hoe. So even when I was doing it, I have to say it was called being a hoe. So now that I learned from my mistakes, I want to shed light to my sisters. I will never hate any one of my sisters out here doing what you got to do. You feel me? So I just really, really wish, you know what I'm saying, that the folks stop coming at me, because the next time I'm going to go live and then I'm going to call names. You know, I'm going to call real names. You know what I'm saying?
No,
but it's like, leave me alone and let me be, because, listen, you messed your situation up. You know what I'm saying? You did that. You started cheating on this man. You started thinking that you had all of the sense. Whether he was cheating or not, you cannot do what a man does. I said it over and over. So if everything I told you, you take what you want and you use it, and then you do what you want to do, it's no point in me guiding you, telling you anything. It's no point at all. It's no point of even having a conversation. I can love you from afar, but what I can see is that we're not on the same page. What's the whole point of two women sitting on the phone all day talking about drama, talking about BS? If it ain't about getting no money, I don't really want to talk. So that's why I don't talk to these females. You feel me? If you ain't talking about let's invest in something, if you ain't talking about let's go get something, if you ain't talking about let's go build something, I don't want to talk about no drama about what you did and what she did and who did and what they did. That ain't none of my business. But when they told me, because they told me at the end, when they told me at the end that she was telling her sister side nigga shit, I said, there's no way that I can deal with her. Because all of this stuff that you out here doing in this world, you ain't right. I ain't never known you to be faithful to nobody that you've been in a relationship with. And you got the audacity to tell somebody else business. I don't want you around me. Not that I will ever cheat on anybody that I'm with, but who knows what you can make up and tell somebody. Therefore, that's why I backed off of her. I didn't know that. They had to tell me that. They had to tell me what was going on, because I didn't know all of this extra stuff was going on in the mix. So if you want to know why I backed up, it's because you ain't living right. And I'm not on that page. I'm on something completely different. And I have the firm belief that you have to surround yourself around like-minded people. And if we're not like-minded, that don't mean that I love you no less. It just means that we can't rock no more. So we could have been rocking for all of these years, but now I've outgrown the situation. Welcome aboard,
yeah,
Move.
I'm in school.
Oh, now the motherfucker won't let me in this bitch. Really?
Yeah, I just looked and see you was on.
I don't hear that shit. She won't tell her Keisha story. She won't be all Keisha. You tell Keisha she got a big booty out there. What's happening?
She don't have a big booty.
Well, then fuck it.
Never do.
You know.
I just want to hear it anyway, but fuck it. The bitch ain't got a booty. I don't want none of it.
So it sounds like you and Keisha was homegirls from back in the day, though, right?
Like even deeper than that, family.
Oh, y'all family. So y'all like cousins or something?
Yeah. So
y'all cousins. Oh, shit. You
know,
cousins fall out. Y'all get back together. Y'all family.
But no, like,
so
if it's for
friends,
me, it's like,
no,
not, I didn't even fall out with her. No, but I didn't fall out with her. She just got to grow. She not on my page. She not on my level. So once you grow, then we can have that conversation. But I need you to grow, because I'm not trying to go backwards. I'm not trying to go backwards whatsoever. I got to keep going
forward. Well, let me ask you this question. I'm just, you know, I'm playing devil's advocate. You know what I'm saying? So what would give Keisha the thought that you would tell Joe? So the reason why I'm asking that question,
me and Joe was cool, but in her mind she felt like she tried to put it down and say I was the only person that knew what he was telling her, and I said, you're lying. And she said, no. And then Joe told me how she messaged her sister from his thing. And then she says, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. So just for you choosing to be negative off top with me shows me that you don't have no, you didn't trust the situation. And I'm going to back for you the whole time looking real stupid. He told me, he said, I'm not mad at you. That's your cousin, and that's what you were supposed to do. I feel real dumb. I didn't know he knew all of that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't know he had it already.
Which one of y'all ain't Chuck E. Cheese or some shit? David, look.
Oh, that's Mo back. He's talking about who had Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man, I'm over here. My wife had kidnapped me earlier, so you know what I'm saying? I'm at this little bar/lounge. You know what I'm saying? In Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so that's all that you hear in the background. So, I mean, look, I'll mute the conversation if it get a little too crazy in here, but that's why you got all this. Why we got the soundtrack in the background? You know what I'm saying?
The farewell.
But my thing is, you chose to be negative as opposed to being positive for overall for somebody that has helped you this whole time. Like, I was literally your therapist for like the last 7 to 8 months. You know what I'm saying?
So let me ask you this question.
Was
she asking for advice? You know, because it's cousins. You know what I'm saying? So
sometimes, yeah. Yes,
she
called
and
asked. Okay, cause this what happened. This what happened. What do you think? No, because when she would do something and she would say this what happened, and I say, well, cause don't do that because it ain't gonna go right, right? And it took like one or two times, and then it would go the way I said, and then she started calling me, asking me, trying to figure out what to do. And she still was going against what I was telling her to do, but, you know, like, so now it's like, this here been less than, about a month ago, and she already gone with the next nigga. So why even make all of this fuss? Why still talk? Why still, you know what I'm saying? Why still dwell on that right now? Because, like I tell them, stop coming telling me anything. Stop coming telling me anything. Listen, I'm like this. Believe what you want to believe. But I got way too much going on over here. And I thought, I said, this is draining. I said, I'm not taking up for you no more because you have people that are stupid out here in these streets. And then they think I'm doing the same thing that you're doing, and I'm not doing the same thing that you're doing. You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing that. It's one of the type of people that everybody that she done been around, she done slept with somebody behind them. Everybody.
Oh,
even the closest one she cool now. So I had to just start thinking about this stuff and saying, Is this a good situation for you to be in? It's not. So I have
to choose to be positive over negative.
Yeah, of course you do. But listen, here's the thing. When you are shooting for positive vibes, that's just like your homeboy with the whole situation, what he did with the child and all that stuff, and you chose to, you know what I'm saying, leave him alone.
Yeah,
listen,
to myself.
Be around certain people when you are in certain spaces in your life. And that's spiritually growing, right? That's just like when I talk about this all the time about my sex fastings that I do. You know what I'm saying? I replenish my body. I detox my body because when you sleep with somebody, you're exchanging spirits with that person. But the bad part about it is that you fall real hard for the person that you with because you haven't had sex with nobody else. So you completely, you know what I'm saying,
you're
connected at the soul with that person, right?
That you're talking about connecting them souls, it's running deep. You know what I'm saying? Now, because you're giving your all. You know what I'm saying? So them
souls exactly. So, you know, you could be out a week down the line, you like, shit, I just think this is a nigga. This him right here. I don't want to be with nobody else. You know what I'm saying?
And
he's like, wait a minute.
And they get comfortable, too. They get comfortable, too, because, another thing, sex is a drug. You know what I'm saying? So it just get confident. You know, like, damn, I ain't got to go through. They know the situation. I want to just get down. And, you know, if you comfortable with having sex with that certain person, they know it ain't no bullshit. Like, we can just let down our guard and just do it. You know what I'm saying? So they feel comfortable.
Right. So if you have to be mindful about who you exchange spiritual connections with, you have to be mindful about the people that you have around you. I'm a firm believer that you can be ready to go places and you can halt your progression by certain people being around you. And if they're not on the same level, you will get deterred about what you're doing. You feel me? If you always calling me talking about, let's go to this event, let's go to that event, or this person did this person did that, listen, that's going to throw me off balance over here because I'm making moves over here. So you need to call me.
That.
What can you do to enhance what I'm doing? What can I do to help you enhance? I said, let me help you buy a house. 45 days, I have you in a new house. 45 days, I ain't ready. Okay, but you out here, you got your hair done, you keep your nails done, you keep all these, you know, name brand clothes on, you know what I'm saying? You got rent on your car, you know, you rent a place, so you're throwing money away. Let me elevate you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on, let's do something positive. You ain't
well,
ready
like
to
you
make
on a more
no move,
mature
though.
Level. And she just ain't on that level just yet, you know what I'm saying?
But she's older than me, and that doesn't really mean anything. But, you know, my thing is, you know, I was like, well, let me see if I can bring her to where I am mentally. You know what I'm saying? And I have no problem with that. You know what I'm saying? Let me bring her there, but she's not ready. So at this point, I have to understand and respect her space because she's walking her own path. And
you know,
and say, okay, but don't say I'm hating on
you
because I don't deal with you. I told you I wasn't going to deal with you. I told you I was in the back. So why are you still even talking about it?
Another thing that happens, too, with cousins, I noticed from my – and it's just subconsciously. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you're like the same age, it's a competitive thing. You know what I'm saying? Even when you're not trying to be competitive. You know, like, I got a cousin.
Oh, my God.
Favorite cousin.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you this. Since you
brought
that up before I forget, right?
That's a fact.
Now,
yeah, go ahead.
all of her boyfriends, like all, when I've been here, I've been close to all of her boyfriends, right?
Yeah.
Why she was in relationships with them, even after she'd been out of relationships with them, I've always been cool with them, okay? So we was having this conversation, and she was saying that she think that her ex had slept with her with her other homie. And I was like, well, I said, no, I said, I don't think he like that. I think he gonna mess around in the street, but I think he's mad respectful. And I said, I've been knowing this man for years and years and years. Even when you weren't talking to him, I was talking to him, and he never tried me. And she said, but I'm just saying, that's you, though. I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying, like, he probably slept with her. So what she was basically saying was, like, okay, yeah, he don't like BBW. This girl right here, she fine, and he probably slept with her. So whenever you think like that, you know what I'm saying? Whenever you think like that, when it comes to that, when you think you leveled up, baby girl, I tell you, I will hurt your feelings. Because then I'm going to tell you how many of your motherfucking niggas wanted to holler at me and wanted to do all kind of other things. But see, I'm not that petty. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't believe in bringing the karma and the friction. So I just chill. You feel me? So at the end of the day, you got people that think, oh, okay, well, yeah, he got a type. Listen, let me tell you something, ladies. A man don't have no type. So if you got a homegirl and she a BBW and you think she's slim fine or thick big and you ain't got, he got no type because her mouth and her pussy still hit like yours, and she a BBW, so it's probably wetter than yours. Stop trying to judge your homie because you looking at them side eyes. Don't do that. Just because you thick and your homegirl skinny, you like, he like thick girls, he don't like skinny girls, he ain't gonna mess with her. Listen, that little motherfucker can go. That little pussy don't go, honey. Don't size her little ass up because you think he like your thick ass, man. Pussy is pussy. You got good pussy, you got bad pussy. You got tight pussy, you got loose pussy. But pussy is pussy. So stop trying to act like you better than somebody else. That's where y'all go wrong at. Especially fucking with a motherfucker like me. Straight up. You go way wrong fucking with me. So you know, it could be one of them type of people that feel like they better than you on the inside.
Yeah.
But you ain't got more money than me. I bet you that. So at the end of the day, thank you for calling Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black. Welcome, caller.
What's up?
Hey, what's happening?
Everything.
I heard that. Okay, that's good. So listen, ladies, stop trying to act like you better than her because you look this way or because you do this or because you do that and all this other stuff. Listen, let me tell you something. When you're around here trying to stay up with the Joneses and keep the freshest outfits on, listen, that's going to attract a certain type of man. But stop trying to act like you got it going on, but at the end of the day, you need this, you need that, you need help with this, you need help with that. Come on, man. Pipe down, so humble yourself, little grasshopper, because I'm the one that's going to take you up through there. You can have any and everything that you want to do. You can fake it, but a real nigga's going to see through it. A real man will see through the fakeness. You can do everything that you want to do, but when he really in tune with himself, he's going to see past that fakeness. And a man going to know. A man going to know if you're sleeping with somebody else. If he sleep next to you every single night, he going to know if you're sleeping with somebody else. I don't care how many times you douche that monkey. I don't care how much vinegar you sit in. I don't care how many baths you take.
Those are the remedies,
you cannot wash a man's scent away. You can wash out the juices, but his scent will stay. Why do you think dogs pee on poles and pee in grass? Because they scent going to be there.
Plus, that chain is going to feel a little different. That's
why. Stop choosing to be negative.
This sounds like an episode of 90210.
You know,
shout out to Luterian and shit, motherfucker.
You got to stop your shit up. Stop choosing to be negative. When you fuck up, own your shit. That's the only way you're going to grow. Point the finger at yourself. I started pointing the finger at myself more, and I started growing. What did I do wrong? What could I have done different? Not sarcastically, what I need to stop hanging around hoes. No, how about you need to start keeping your legs closed?
I like negative.
That's some mature shit. You said you like the negative?
Yeah, I like HIV negative, gonorrhea negative, chlamydia negative. Fuck, don't you?
Nice.
You don't want to be positive all the fucking time. What's wrong with you?
That's
That's a good point. That's a good point on that.
I ain't talking about that. But then when we go to this situation, right? So we go into that. I said that succumbing to the Khloe situation. Khloe Kardashian, Tristan Thompson, and Jordan.
Yeah, yeah. You ain't
hold on. Let me give you my insight.
What's the latest? Because I haven't followed the story.
Okay, let me give you my insight on this situation, right?
You know what I'm saying? So
here is one of these. Here is one of these other situations where Khloe Kardashian, and I love you, boo boo, I do, but I got to speak on it. Now, what you put out for us to see, you feel like you the shit because you are a Kardashian, okay? You feel like you the shit because you with this billion-dollar family, so you can do whatever you want to do, okay? So you went and fucked after Meg. You fucked after Megan Good. You done fucked after Trina.
Shout out to Megan Good.
You done fucked
Trina
after
too.
All these people that you was cool with, you seen posted with, right? And then you get away with it because they gonna fuck with you because you're Kardashian, not because they love you or want to be with you, right? You look at, listen, Lamar Odom put a ring on your finger and married you. You was with Tristan Thompson all this time, and he didn't marry you. Now, we know you love Tristan to the core, but Tristan ain't shit. Tristan did what
he
had to do to get his hype up.
And he not gonna
marry her. And guess what? And guess what? He had a baby from a chick that got more money than him. So good luck with child support. He was smart with what the fuck he did. You know what I'm saying? But listen here. Like, his baby mama was still pregnant. Even though they was broke up, they were still pregnant. Like, you didn't even get them a chance to reconcile or do anything. I mean, you were out here flaunting him on your arm. So now that Jordan Woods done made out with your boyfriend or whatever it is that y'all putting out, that's your ex-boyfriend. You feel like because that's your baby daddy. That's your baby daddy that she shouldn't have done it. That is a lie. That's a lie. See, karma hits you harder than what it would have when you put it out there. You was cool with Trina, but you was with French Montana. You was with James Harden. You was with Trey Songz.
That's what I'm saying. She got bodies.
The game.
But hold on. So,
you know what I'm saying?
My whole point is, what's the point of Khloe right now? I'm saying, what are you saying?
Well, Khloe is just a Kardashian. Yeah. Okay, now she got her investments.
Okay.
You know, they got their little clothes stores, and then she got her modeling contracts. But she just has the name. You know, one thing about it, Kim is going to always hold the throne. But Kylie knocking Kim down
now.
Hold on, Kylie.
Kylie
Jane and this bitch.
Yeah.
She got more money.
That's the one with
she got more money.
With Travis,
no,
right?
Kylie
yeah.
doesn't have more money. But okay, so here's the twist. Here's what happened, and they did a whip though, so
money,
you didn't
but...
really see it. Now
yeah,
you're right, but here's the thing. Kylie is vocal about how much money she has. She's young, but see, you got to understand. Kim Kardashian was making a million
money,
well before Kylie, right? And then when Kanye West had an episode and he was saying that he was broke. And that he was going through, like you know, they were going through a divorce. She switched all of that shit up, so they no longer talk about what she has because she's hiding her money, just in case that shit goes sour. She's making more money than Kanye.
Kylie is worth more money. There's a difference between how much money you have in a bank and how much money you're
worth.
Kylie is worth more money. She's worth over $1 billion. Now,
that's crazy.
Kim may have more money in the bank, but as far as assets is concerned, bitch, I got you. I's your pappy. I's your big sister now.
Yeah, and then I would say Kylie's more new. And to Smooth's point, Kylie's is more new wave. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, Kim, she had her run. Kylie seemed like she's just getting started. You know what I'm saying? So.
Kylie's laid back and Kylie's cool, and you know, I think that they still talking, you know, it's just one of those things. But you know, Khloe, you can't be mad at Jordan. You can't throw shots at Jordan because it was just baby daddy. She wasn't supposed to do it. Look at all the women that you did to. Take the high road. Learn to be positive instead of being negative, honey. You cannot be mad at nobody for making out with your baby daddy. That's for all of the ones that you did that to. All of the females that you were okay with. All the shenanigans that you were okay
you
with.
Think
remember,
she really, you think
y'all
she really,
was cool
wait,
with
on.
Black China, and then all of a sudden your sister started dating Tiger? Come on. All of that come back to you. It just hurts worse when it come back to you because you thought you was the shit. You thought you was untouchable. You thought nobody was going to do it to you because you had so much power. And, boo-boo, that's not how life works. So get over it. Get over it.
I think she know the time. But she like to
Well, she know it now because she put up a funky post and Shade Room had it. And it was just basically saying, you know, y'all talk about me, you know, basically like trying to down people that's talking about her and making fun of her. But you guys do it, so you can't be mad. Karma just hits you triple time. That's all. That's karma, though. So the same situation like my situation. Keisha was telling her sister business to her side dude. And then guess what? Your sister went and told your business to your dude and your side dude. Because her sister, Keisha got a side dude, got a couple side dudes, and got the dude Joe. So she done told your business to two
Keisha
people like she done told her business to the one. Keisha, they both players. You know, that's just their thing. You know what I'm saying? So at the same time, that's how karma hits you. You can't be mad at nobody else and point the finger at nobody else because you out here living your life and doing what you're doing. All you had to do was say, you know
what,
I'm going to leave him alone.
So you were saying Keisha's situation remind you of the Chloe situation. That's the parallel you see.
Yes. That's right. That's because the karma came right back around. See, it comes right back around. You can't do stuff. You got to think about what you're doing. You can't be doing all of this shit over here, and then you running trying to tell somebody business. Or you running trying to be in love. Or you trying to do all this stuff. That shit come back to you when you least expect it. So you have to have more sense than that. Like, what you do here, like, be positive. That's what I'm saying. Not in the matter of diseases. Be positive in spirit. Be positive with yourself. You know what I'm saying? And when you be positive, you will not put yourself in negative situations. You choose to be positive. You choose to say, I'm not going to do this. You choose to say, I'm going to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's about the choices that you make in life.
Man,
You know what I'm saying?
Some shit right now, like God.
I said Gemini. I'm gonna start riding the fence. Goddamn.
My last day was HIV negative, nigga. Fuck.
I got it sick.
Us as guys, we can't. I'm like Chloe, like, you know what I'm saying. I ain't really, you know what I'm saying. I haven't followed the story.
Oh, y'all got one that y'all gonna be on though. I got one that y'all gonna be on because we're gonna touch on this R. Kelly situation because I'm sick and tired of you heathens playing with my other R. Kelly. So let me just go ahead and break this shit down.
Look,
I'm gonna tell y'all how I read this.
Man, before you say anything about R. Kelly, look, man, shout out to that nigga. And whoever keep bailing his ass out of jail. This bitch paid $161,000 in child support. I need to find that hoe. Bitch, you for me. We take
Wait, hold on. So what's the situation with that? Like,
it's an imbalance in the community, right? Because you have some people that's like, oh, he did this to children. He's a monster. Okay, first of all, let's go here. I'm going to go here, and I'm going to tell y'all some real motherfucking facts about this situation. First of all, this shit is from way back when. They talking about they got a brand new videotape, but the videotape was for the same girl that they dropped the charges on. So why are you trying to reach so bad to get this man in jail? Because if he's found guilty, then these people make money. Because then
He was acquitted. They never dropped the charges.
So you're using the same footage. You know what I'm saying? Well, a different video with the same girl to bring it up to furtherly make this a case because they are trying to get him found guilty in court. So if he's found guilty, then they can start attacking his royalties. That's what they're trying to do. That's what these white people are doing. So granted, I
can't.
Well,
see, my only thing is this right here.
What's up? Caller, what you got to say about it?
My only thing is this right here. If he's found guilty, okay, when are we going to go after the culprits that assisted this man, his accomplices, like the parents, like the
right,
people
but
that actually...
Right, but we're going to get there. We're going to get there.
How about this right here?
That's what I'm
the only reason... But how about this right here? But how about this right here? The only reason why we even talking about R. Kelly right now is because the cash dried up. If these people were actually still getting hush money,
right,
we wouldn't even be talking about this, man.
Right.
Because
he's,
I think
broke,
of the step further. If you
want to
bring this up, hold up. Because, see, my thing is this right here. If you want to bring this up about R. Kelly, what about the time when Elvis Presley married Priscilla, his wife, when she was 15? Or how about all the affairs that he had?
Woody Allen?
But how about I ain't even going to cover the Woody Allen that freaking adopted the little Asian girl and then married her. We can't even go there because I was going to take it a step further to go to Hugh Hefner when he put Brooke Shields in Playboy when she was just 11.
That's crazy.
Right.
That part, I didn't know about that.
Butt naked now. So here's the thing. Because people are saying
we talking
we
about
don't
Brooke
put
Shields.
No color on it.
Brooke Shields.
They're not putting a
Brooke
color
Shields.
On it. If you do something, these people did way worse shit than R. Kelly. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Whether you know it or not, that's why I kept praying, God don't give me no daughter. At 13, 14, these girls fucking. Whether you know it or not, they fucking. They fucking in your house. They fucking everywhere. And y'all already know that. And so
well, that's the problem.
Women that
it ain't these girls' fault. It's these parents' fault. It ain't these people's fault, man.
Right.
It's the parents' fault.
But
that's
they
what it boils down to. It's the parents' fault.
And you mad that this man got all this money and he don't want you old-ass motherfuckers.
Yeah,
he like
too.
18, 19-year-old.
Exactly.
So
just like Bill Cosby didn't want them old-ass hoes no more.
Just
like Bill Cosby didn't want them old broads, man.
That's right. Bill Cosby is not even talked about. Bill Cosby is not even talked about because they found him guilty, and now they're going to going after them with all these cases to get money. So at the end of the day, let me tell you something, the ultimate thing.
But my thing is this right here. When they went and found Bill Cosby guilty, but look, my thing is this right here. When you find Bill Cosby guilty, okay, let's go after the pharmaceuticals because this motherfucker didn't make the drugs.
But they can't. They already tried. The pharmaceuticals got way more money than the government. The pharmaceutical they
that's
tried
what I'm
to
trying to say.
That's
all I'm saying. If you're saying, my thing is this right here. Look. My thing is this right here. If you're going to say Bill Cosby was drugging them women, where did he get the drugs from?
Yeah, but they, you know, they ain't going to look at all that. You know what I'm
saying?
Hold on, Carla.
So let me get this point. Let me get this point out here, and then I'm gonna let him go on and run it because he hype and ready just like me, and I love it. So listen, let me tell you, R. Kelly just became an independent artist, and he broke away from his record label that he had been with for all of these years. So this means that the record label is not gonna make money, even if he bounces back from this. The record label can no longer make money off of him. They already knew that this was coming. Before this shit hit the fan, they already knew it was coming. So now you got people that can't make money. He's not paying people hush money anymore. Now he's an independent guy, so he's going to be actually receiving all of his money. They are trying to ruin him one so that he cannot make any more money without them. When you look at Prince, what happened to Prince? Prince got all of his masters. All of a sudden, he died. It was a drug overdose. When you look at Michael Jackson. Same situation, drug overdose. They keep saying it like these people are drug addicts because it's easy for people to believe it and nobody's going to, second guess it, right? Even I'm going to go one further that nobody really touched on and paid attention to. They said he had health issues. Heavy D. Heavy D was out of the game for a while. As soon as Heavy D started trying to come back in the game, then all of a sudden he fainted and had a heart attack or something outside of his house. You got to understand, these folks, they move different. They have agendas. And what you don't think, when you think that everything is not a conspiracy, that's what they want you to feel. But it's just ironic that when you cut ties with these white people and they can't make money off you no more, then all of a sudden you pop up and you're dead. So R. Kelly is saying, listen, y'all killing me. You're driving me crazy here. And guess what? It's that little hope that somebody keeps coming back, helping him and bringing him back to the light. You cannot let this world bury you. These are old cases, old situations. Listen, if you wasn't fucking at 14, your daughter was. And I guarantee you, I don't want to hear none of all y'all women talking about y'all weren't having sex, y'all weren't doing this, y'all weren't doing that. Them girls couldn't get to R. Kelly. Their parents had to get them now. Their parents was riding good. Their parents was eating good. Their parents was doing what they had to do. The people around him was bringing the girls to him. The people was feeding him. The people made made him out to be this person, okay? If y'all hoes went so fucked out and had some good pussy, then maybe he would want a motherfucking 24, 25-year-old. But you bitches is fucking. Let's be honest. So let's call a spade a spade. He did what he did.
He do got a preference, though.
It ain't got nothing to do with color. You know what I'm saying? Let y'all tell it. I'm not going to ignore the fact of what he did. Okay, this is our brother. Get him help. Get him counseling. Because guess what? The white people going to do it. The first thing that they do with white people, they say he's mentally insane. And we say, oh, man, how they going to call mentally insane or mentally, you know, with mental issues and he done shot up 15 people. They care for their people. Why you can't care for yours? Why you can't sit down and see? They said the man ain't did nothing in all these years, so you going to sit and judge this man? That's called double jeopardy. That's illegal in the court of law. That's illegal in the court of law for you to double jeopardize somebody. He done did what he did. He done overcame it. And it's just like black folks to come back and try to dog him out. And it's just like these white folks to understand how to play the media so that you black folks could get all up and around and fake care. As soon as the man go to jail or something, guess what? When this shit died down a couple weeks, they put it back in the media. You see, they got these people, these pussy-ass parents that keep doing, they keep doing these media conferences. This girl fucking 19 years old. You keep talking about she need to come home and she need to call y'all. Bitch, apparently she don't want to call y'all. Ain't nobody in their right mind got that much influence, but every time he go to jail, she right there in court. Like she said, listen, we got text messages. We know what's going on. You know, X, Y, Z, and you see people talking about they ain't got text messages or they will release them. No, they don't need to release them. They need to keep that shit for court. They need to fight these motherfuckers and then turn around and sue all these motherfuckers. These white folks got these people pushing this case,
well, you know,
trying
what it is,
to get
though?
Money off of R. Kelly.
On anything?
I stand for R. Kelly. I do not stand for what he did as a person. But guess what? I was one of the chicks that was fucking at 14 and 15 years old. And I had older boyfriends the entire time. So I do think that he need to get the help. But this happens way more than you think. Because if it ain't your daughter, it's your son. Your son fucking somebody younger than what the fuck she need to be. So let's not lose me. And y'all not finna keep talking about my Uncle R. Kelly. I'm gonna keep posting about my Uncle R. Kelly. I'm gonna keep telling you that I stand. We need to uplift him and start a trend to uplift him. It don't matter who don't like you. It don't matter who stopped listening to my show because I stand for R. Kelly. Get the fuck going. I ain't gonna do nothing but get you back times 10, okay? Stop motherfucking trying my Uncle R. Kelly.
She didn't adopt
him. That's right. My Uncle R. Kelly.
No,
listen, that's my brother. So, we need to uplift this brother. You know what I'm saying? When your cousin go to jail and they give him all this time, you say that's not fair, and then you want him to come home and do right, and X, Y, and Z, and you don't want the white folks riding his dick saying, oh, okay, give him a chance to do right. You want the white folks to give him a job to do right. He did his time. He did whatever he had to do, okay? He has been, R. Kelly has been rehabilitated. R. Kelly has his older girlfriends now that's 19 and 20 and the ones that he's been having before. And at the end of the day, why are we charging him for something that happened 10, 15 years ago?
Yeah. I don't see why he's trying to bring this up in his documentary, man. I don't get that either.
At the end of the motherfucking day, we R. Kelly a man. You see what I'm saying? Now, mind you, by him being a man, he is responsible for his own act. I don't give a fuck how many 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds is fucking out there. Nigga, if the legal age is 18, motherfucker, you ain't supposed to get that pussy until she's 18. That ain't no different than selling dope. Because, like, everybody won't sell the dope until your ass get caught by the police. Once you get caught by the police, now you want to cry and bitch and complain and fuck the fucking camera. Nigga.
And then be like, so-and-so was doing it, too.
Right. But
I think it's 16 or 17 where he at.
No. But you're still a fucking man regardless of the fact.
Point blank period, my nigga.
So if anything happened,
I don't agree with what he did.
I'm not talking, baby girl. So if anything happened to you and you get caught, nigga, it is what it is.
But that's how I feel, man. Let's take it back to these old school methods. If these girls had a father like Thelma did and James Evans, we wouldn't even be talking about this.
Right. Well, hold on. Now, I don't know. We wouldn't have as many, but, you know, everybody was still fucked. But at the same time, if you get
caught, I'm talking about if we had fathers, if these men would be fathers like James Evans was in Good Time, we wouldn't be having this problem. If we had some strong black men that could police our community like we supposed to, we wouldn't be having this problem because we would have disciplined R. Kelly's ass ourselves when he was fucking with Aaliyah.
Right. But you see, but everybody won't get
off. But see, then nobody say shit because he sat his black ass on the couch with Donnie Simpson, and Donnie Simpson sat right there and interviewed Aaliyah and freaking R. Kelly, and they was dressed alike. And then nobody said nothing but about that, and that shit was 95.
They was dressed alike.
Like
they was amusement.
And hell, I was fucking 18 in 95. Shit, what the fuck, man? We was fucking teenagers when all that shit was happening. R. Kelly was like 24 years old. The nigga dropped out of high school and everything else. He was in special ed. What the fuck did we expect was going to happen? The nigga just had money, man, and shit. People aided him. They were abating and assisting a fucking known felon, and they should get the same shit that R. Kelly get. The parents and everybody
thing.
That accomplished with his ass should get the same thing. That's just how
thing.
I feel. I'm sorry.
But here's the thing that I'm going to say today.
Wrong is fucking wrong. That's
all
I'm saying.
I get you. I see your point on that. But here's the thing. Look, I saw the tape back in the day. We talked about this about a month ago. You know what I'm saying?
I just watched it.
And like I said, that was him. You know what I'm saying? But he was lawyered up, had the money. His money was long at the time, was able to beat the case. You know what I'm saying? That was him.
Well, the
and
thing that I'm saying, O'Reilly, is we as black people got to stop giving the celebrities the pass.
Yeah, but what I'm
because
trying to
I used to say that same thing, man. I can't be that nigga that piss on no bitch. But if I had the money of R. Kelly, I could. I was saying that shit 10 years ago when he was getting off. I wasn't mad at him because personally, I don't know him. I still fuck with his music, period, because I don't know him.
But here's the thing: what I'm trying to say is this, though. What I don't agree with is he did get away with it. For what I mean, what is worth?
Whatever reason it was.
But what I'm saying is. To bring it up now and try to get him, you know, caught up now.
That's all I'm saying. Like you said, now, why the fuck we bring it up now with fucking Donald Trump in office and he got in office illegally? Why the fuck, why we not talking about the fucking voting shit was fucked up? If we know that the shit was fucked up with Russia, why the fuck do we let this man still sit in office and his right-hand man just got convicted? Come on, man.
Well, look, man, look, everything's corrupt. I mean, we all know that in the United States. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it go. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately. You know what I'm saying?
Right, but they going to get off. They
going
we have to acknowledge that as a people, and we got to start
like
standing
said,
together.
Right there.
Stop
right
allowing
there,
them
said,
to do us like
as
that.
A people.
You got to stop
that's
allowing
saying,
us
just
allowing
said.
Them to do black folks like that. Like, we got to
exactly.
unite. Because guess what?
That's
they know
saying,
how
yeah.
to get us to break each other down. We say Black Lives
yeah.
Matter, but it has to matter to us first. So once we
exactly.
start uniting and stop going against our own people because the media tell us to,
yep.
stop bring
yep.
them in. Bring them in and say,
yep.
okay, listen, let me help you. Let's talk about this. What you doing, brother? Tighten up. As a village, we help our own because
when
they help their own.
Ever,
we have to start
we ever,
together and we will be unbelievable.
Right. When have we ever seen any Native Americans handle their business in the media? They take care of their own right now, right? And we know what the white people did to the Native Americans.
Yeah,
now,
but
we as black
they
people
not,
know what they did to us, too. So why we can't do just like them and go underground and build by our motherfucking self? That's all I'm saying.
It ain't
like
she
said,
like
that.
Like
she said,
in the culture,
if we handle things ourselves, if we have strong black women that police these black men and these black men police the children, everything will be straight.
Well, I mean, we tried that with the Black Panthers, and they broke that shit up. I mean, I feel that.
No,
that
exactly. That's what she said. That goes back
people.
To what she said.
It wasn't enough
Stop
people.
Bringing them in.
It wasn't enough
They go back
if,
to what she
we
said.
Were,
Stop
we
bringing them
silent.
In.
If we, cause we keep trusting, the other side
yep.
too much. You can't
yep.
break
trusting,
up something
yep.
that's not. It's more of us than
yep.
it's them. So how the hell
we
are you gonna break up something
us.
If we all unite? You can't even
infiltrate
us if we
you
unite.
Know, what y'all talking about too? Well, from what I see, the solid like that. I mean, I don't agree with all their views and stuff like that, but that's like the Nation of Islam. You know what I'm saying? They solid like that. It takes unity. You know?
It really not
a lot
solid
of times
like
either,
that. Though.
What's that?
Oh,
Nation of Islam.
Malcolm X got murked by the Nation of Islam.
Nah, but
really
I'm
ain't
just
that
trying to say,
man, see, that would go with the bullshit again, man, the hypocrisy.
Nah.
Look, see,
nah,
we got to
nah.
stop right there with the hypocrisy. Let's just
well,
stop
look.
With the hypocrisy. I mean,
well, look,
wrong
no.
is wrong.
My whole
right.
point was this. When I just said the Nation of Islam, look, I ain't saying everything is correct.
Right.
I just told
and,
you, like,
and,
I don't agree with everything
And I get what you're saying, brother. Yeah, I get what you're saying. You're right.
Yeah, they just got on it. Whenever you
aren't you Islam, though?
As a people.
The what?
Aren't you Islamic?
Baby, I'm a Christian.
Oh.
I'm Joshua, sweetheart. I am Joshua. Joshua walked amongst the Muslims. He walked amongst the Christians. He walked amongst the Buddhists. Joshua is all over Moses, Aaron, and all the other prophets' work, sweetheart. That's what I'm saying. Religion is the one true thing that the devil uses to keep all God's children separate.
Okay. All right. I was wondering where you were going with that.
So listen, I stand for R. Kelly, and I'm going to continue to promote R. Kelly. And what I want you guys to do for all of the true R. Kelly fans, right? All of the true R. Kelly fans, if you can't do it every day, you know, go on there, find one of his songs that's a dollar. And stream a song at least once a day. And do that. If you can do it only once a week, stream a song once a week. Let's put some money in Kale's pocket. Let's get Kale the legal support that he wants, even though old girl holding it down for him now. Kudos to you, boo boo. I don't know who you is, but you is ready.
Yeah,
she ready. But you know, let's help Kale. Let's stream his music. Let's do what we gotta do.
I'm
not giving that nigga.
Yeah.
He's a grown ass man.
He's going to understand. Hey, but look. Hey, but see, because you have to understand, too. Like I say, if you go back to the root of everything, we as human beings are all brothers and sisters, no matter what color you are, females and male, you're brothers and sisters. You're taught hatred from a youth. This world teaches hatred. That's what we must understand right there. And the thing that even with R. Kelly, R. Kelly was molested himself, so when a person is molested, they typically become bullies, just like bullies are typically being bullied, so they find someone that's weaker, lesser power, and all of that. That's why, as a predator, R. Kelly targeted little innocent virgins. I mean, that's just what it was, because they just didn't know any better, and they didn't have any protection. And as you grow older in this world, you're taught hatred. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is. And until you start with yourself,
y'all
change nothing about this world.
What happened?
Y'all said y'all wasn't going to stream his music?
I mean, oh, I am. I mean, I still fuck with R. Kelly the whole. What I'm saying is I don't support it. And see, that's the fucked up part about it. And being as though I was in the military, too, that's one thing that they taught us is we stay away from religion and politics. And this shit right here with him is very political because of the simple fact the man never got help. That's all I'm saying. And when he never got help, even one of the guys that they interviewed about R. Kelly, he even said R. Kelly came to him and begged him and told him he had a problem. He told him. R. Kelly went to this guy and told him that he had a problem because he wanted to film what he was doing and all of that. That's a fucking problem, man.
That did that documentary. The bitch that did the documentary. So, first of all, this cool ass bitch that did this documentary, right? You did this documentary for a name, but you still paid the network. Made money off you. You still was the cool
like
in the situation, right? They said she did not want to interview nobody that had anything positive to say about R. Kelly.
Exactly.
Anybody that speaks
like
out about
said.
R. Kelly, oh my God, you crazy. Oh my God, why?
I don't want to see that.
K. Michelle said he ain't never did nothing to me when I was a child up under him. You know what I'm saying? So I don't have nothing to say. They try to shun you into your own beliefs. Who the fuck are you? So if you listen to my show and you don't like what
right
I say, guess what? Don't listen.
Yeah.
Don't follow me.
Just,
don't do none of that.
Just like
because
you
guess
said,
what? I'm going to still do what I got to do. My beliefs are not your beliefs. Yeah. You ain't finna shun me into not liking R. Kelly because you say it's not right. But if you don't get your sensitive ass to
follow
somewhere, I'm tired of cutting in the corners with y'all, and I'm finna start being blood raw on everything that I feel. I got some more up my sleeve. We're going to tune in. Now we're going to go ahead and go to the news with Mo Ben. Mo Ben, take it away.
We kind of covered it, but I do got
18 minutes.
So this is the world famous shop. For the listeners out there, this is where I like to just talk my ish.
you know, talk about this different topics over the week. I mean, R. Kelly was going to be in my world famous Java, but of course we just you know, talked on that. But one person that I want to give a shout out to, like, because really I don't really have too many topics, but we only got about 15 minutes left in the show anyway. But one person I want to give kudos to, because I'm watching these moves, is Antonio Brown. And we're just talking about the media and everything. Let me just paint the picture. All right, so for people out there don't know who Antonio Brown is, for the sports fans out there, he's a wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers, right? So Pittsburgh Steelers, they also had another player named Le'Veon Bell, right? Pittsburgh Steelers as well. They also have a black coach. You know what I'm saying? My man Mike Tomlin. And then you got Big Ben Roethlisberger, who's the quarterback. So it was a good team. You know, I'm a Cleveland Browns fan. They're in the AFC North in my division, so I know Pittsburgh pretty well. So anyway, long story short, the reason why I'm big enough well because I kind of saw the moves. Le'Veon Bell, he kind of held out because he was like, "Yo, y'all ain't trying to get a contract." And you know, with NFL, it's like the NBA. You know, it's no guaranteed contract. So if I get out here and I hurt myself, y'all can just cut me. You know what I'm saying? So if y'all, you know, look at my production. You know, y'all need to pay me. So it was a big thing that he didn't play the whole season. He forfeited like $14 million because he didn't even want to take the chance. He was like, "Yo, I don't want to deal with this no more. I want to just go on the open market," which he is now. Sign and get my long-term deal because, you know, he's a running back. He's like, "I don't know how many more years I got left. And I don't want to get used up." Typically, running backs, they'll just run you into the ground, and then once they can't use you no more, they'll cut you. You know what I'm saying? So that's what he did. So Antonio Brown, he's a wide receiver. You know what I'm saying? So I guess, you know, him and the quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger, just wasn't on the same page. But now, mind you, Antonio Brown been balling. You know what I'm saying? Like putting up stats, putting up numbers. I mean, and he ain't the biggest wide receiver either, but he's just good. You know, 6th-round draft pick. So anyway, long story short, the reason why I'm highlighting him, and I think it's interesting, because, you know, he was on LeBron's show. Shout out to The Shop. And I really like this episode. The episode was really good. If you get a chance, check it out. It's on HBO right now. But LeBron, what made this episode good is because just how we chopping it up, LeBron brought in like a few different people, you know, all different kind of, you know, walks of life, you know, to chop it up, entertainment, sports. So he had Anthony Davis, you know what I'm saying? So anybody that's been keeping up with the Lakers, they know the Lakers went to shit and not going to make the playoffs right now because they wasn't able to make the trade to get Anthony Davis, you know what I'm saying? So the team kind of quit, and that's a lost season right now. And then he also had Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx is interesting too, you know what I'm saying? Jamie Foxx been in the entertainment industry for a long time, and I didn't even know Jamie Foxx is 52 years old. You know what I'm saying? He was just talking about how he like a young old nigga. You know what I'm saying? So he was just talking about that and like kind of the things that he's kind of experienced. You know what I'm saying? Bringing some game. You know what I'm saying? As far as the conversation went, but then you had Antonio Brown. You know what I'm saying? So Antonio Brown was just like, "Yo, I don't need football right now." You know what I'm saying? He was like, "Yo, I've been." Outplayed my contract a couple times. You know what I'm saying? I got like $30 million in the bank. So if they not gonna come at me a certain way and give me the respect that I'm due, I don't have to play. So anyway, so long story short, he was about to get traded to the Buffalo Bills. You know what I'm saying? Buffalo Bills was ready to get it. But if you know anything about football, Buffalo Bills have been a bullshit franchise. That shit would have been fucked up. If he would have went there, like, shit would have just, you know, so he basically vetoed the trade. It was like, "Yo, I ain't gonna show up." Because like he said, like, "I don't have to." So what I'm trying to say is, and now he's going to the Raiders. So it's just interesting now that I'm seeing and how these now NFL players are starting to learn their worth. You know what I'm saying? Like, "Yo, don't let these owners of these particular teams just use you up, cut you." You know what I'm saying? Like, especially people are really starting to wise up with the money that they got now. You know what I'm saying? The money, especially in NBA, the money you are. You can really make a difference so much for generations, but not just for you and your family, just for the community at all. And speaking to the callers, what you were saying, caller, how you need to unite. So if we just kind of get all on this group think and get together, you know what I'm saying? It could just be better. So I just thought that's deep, you know, because once NFL players start smarting it up, you know, because you see how popular NBA player, you know, NBA is, and NFL with Kaepernick and all that, you know what I'm saying? So for now,
for Antonio Brown, I just think he's like the first one to kind of really buck the system of like, yo, hold up. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to be here. I'm about to set my tone and go to the team I want to go to. I just thought it was interesting. And he got that game kind of from the NBA players because, like I said, he was on the panel with Anthony Davis, LeBron James. This is all NBA cats. So he like, yo, I'm in the NFL.
Oh, shout out to LeBron
saying?
James because LeBron James actually making executive moves in the background. It was a lady, as a comedian, said that he helped her negotiate a bigger contract with Netflix. And you know, he's doing all types of things, man. LeBron James got that business going on. He's situated in L.A., you know, so after the first he like, he's straight. Rather he would
I mean, he's straight up vicious. I mean, they're not making the playoffs, but, you know, things happen for a reason. You know, they're not making the playoffs. So that is going to be like a little, you know, a little hit to the legacy, you know what I'm saying, as far as the basketball legacy. Oh, but this is the other thing I want to touch on. Speaking of that, it will be a slight hit to his legacy, but like how you said, he's making a lot of moves. I don't know if you all ever watched Entourage, but Entourage, you know, Vincent Chase is about this dude who went out to L.A., put all the teams in position, and they just started making moves in L.A., but everything revolved around a star. So that's kind of how LeBron James is doing it. And, you know, he's got his hands in so many good things right now that the basketball kind of just lacked. Like I said, like, he kind of played this. Him and Magic kind of showed their hand and it kind of backfired because they thought they was going to be able to just go ahead and leverage the deal and get Anthony Davis this season. But it backfired. So, it went, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, long story short, he's still making his moves. I like the show that he's doing on HBO. And please believe, like, they are going to make some – they're going to fire the coach. They're going to get a good team together, and they'll be back in the hunt next year. But speaking of, too, when I'm talking about this LeBron-Jordan debate, now, I'm always been, as far as the GOAT, you know, greatest basketball player of all time, I'm always going to be Team Jordan unless this happens. So, and right now with LeBron not making the playoffs, that's kind of like when Jordan went to the Washington Wizards and he didn't make the playoffs the two times he came back. I think it was like 0-2, 0-3, those seasons when he came out of retirement and was with the Wizards. But anyway, long story short, for LeBron to finally pass MJ, in my opinion, is he has to win another championship with L.A. So that will make four titles, you know what I'm saying, overall. Jordan has six. But LeBron would be the only basketball player, if he does this with the Lakers, to have won in three different cities, the Miami Heat, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and then hopefully the L.A. Lakers. And then the last thing, because another big thing that was in the news this week was LeBron James passed Michael Jordan as far as all-time scoring. Now, you still got Kobe Bryant ahead that he would have to pass, then Karl Malone, and then eventually Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So long story short, if LeBron wins another championship in L.A. and then passes Kareem Abdul-Jabbar as the all-time leading NBA player, he will go down as the greatest basketball player in history. Then that's when you can finally say, all right, he took the torch from Jordan. But if that doesn't happen, Jordan's the GOAT. So that's, you know, that's what I got with the world-famous chop-up. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
And it's been a long
time. But I like LeBron. LeBron is doing way more, I think. I think he's doing way more for the community than Jordan did. So,
LeBron
is awesome.
I will say, I'm just talking about.
You set a record,
you know,
he's knocking it down.
On the court, you know what I'm saying? But
different
Yeah.
Make sure you guys check out my website, man. I'm so happy. It's up, AnubisLovelyBlack.com. So now I don't have to give y'all all of my Instagrams and all of my Twitters and all of that.
Just go to my website.
You can connect to any of the social medias from the website. You can go to the kids store, the books. You can do everything right from the website, thenewmisslovelyblack.com. thenewmizzluvlyblack.com. And it's in the link of all of my bios, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, everything. So let's make this site a great site. You know, let's turn up and let's do what we got to do.
I'm gonna be chilling.
Shout out to R. Kelly fans, R. Kelly official fan page for following me after my post today.
They did.
So kudos to y'all. Yeah.
Look at you. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Definitely check me out. You know what I'm saying? Talk to me. I talk back. You know, I like to thrive on Twitter, so check me out. That's MOBINNS. And then on Instagram, you know, definitely get at me on there. You know, like I said, shout out to R. Kelly too, man. I had to put what's that joint from R. Kelly? I like Happy People. That's my joint. I put that up on my Instagram too. Just because you know he is getting so much negativity. I like to just have that balance. While you seeing all his what's the memes and everything, him crying because he did the interview with Gail, who's Oprah's homegirl. I didn't even know she was like doing interviews. Oprah just had her slide into like position or something like that. I didn't know that was.
No, she's been doing interviews, but she did the big one.
That was a big one.
You know, Oprah got that pull. Yeah, to get her on the big one.
And
sat there all calm.
Gail needs to hit R. Kelly off a little something. Like, he gave her that exclusive. You know, now her stock about to go up. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody, I didn't know she was doing
it. I seen the funniest meme ever.
You don't watch the news,
when R. Kelly was standing up over Gail, and she was sitting there calm, and the meme said, "I sure hope this nigga don't pee on me." Oh, my God. I thought that I was about to die laughing.
You know,
I was like,
years,
you know, this is... It's some funny creative stuff. Like, look how they give MJ. MJ gave him his whole life. And they still try to run a special on MJ and still try to crucify MJ and
Michael Jordan. Michael Jackson.
So, you just got to understand. I don't know where Oprah was going with that. Sometimes Oprah just kind of, she make me wonder sometimes.
Hold
on,
man, you leave Oprah alone. Michael Jackson was a fucking child molester. Leave Oprah alone. Mm-hmm. Fuck that nigga.
But he was never found guilty.
Hey, he was never found guilty, but that don't mean he ain't do it. Michael and that white boy was cool with fucking Oprah. She been knowing that white boy for what, over 20-something years. They done did fucking choreographies and everything together. Everybody forgot that one thing. Man, leave fucking Oprah alone. Man, take your L.
I don't know.
Anytime a grown-ass man got a dictionary book full of butt-naked-ass boys, not girls, but butt-naked-ass little boys, man, fuck that nigga. Oh, hey, don't get me wrong, I love his music. I love Michael music.
Yeah, me too. I mean, just look at the way he looks.
I would never let that nigga around my children.
Yeah, that's you got to be crazy. Cause
I would never let any of these niggas around my children.
You know what I'm talking about? Everybody won't get mad at Oprah and shit talking about she ain't black no more. Oh, when Oprah does something y'all love, Oprah for president. But when Oprah does something y'all don't love, y'all won't hate on her. Man, leave her alone.
She never did nothing that we love per se. We just say she's a billionaire, so Oprah for president. But when she gave all them cars away, she gave them away to the other side. You know what I'm saying? Oprah always gave the cars away to the motherfuckers in our audience.
Smooth.
Everybody in our audience got a car.
Cave it up for Oprah.
Fucking right. All right. You know what I'm saying? But like at the end of the day, y'all won't get motherfuckers won't hop on Oprah and shit.
I didn't say I hated Oprah. I said I don't know what she was doing. No, but he did. So let the man rest.
I'm fucking pedophile. Man, fuck that nigga. Damn it. If a nigga killed my brother, but then he died, bitch, I'm still gonna kill your family. It ain't over. You done fuck my son. You done fuck my son, nigga. Though I'm pissing on your grave.
Yeah.
I'm coming to get you. I'm going to hell and find you. It ain't over.
But that's another one though. About 3 minutes left. But why bring out that documentary now to find it Neverland now? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, look, I think Michael Jackson was definitely upset. Look how he changed himself up, man. And, you know, I don't agree with his baby. You know, everybody's going to do what they want to do. Everybody, you know, walks their own path. But, you know, the whole baby mama wife, the whole he married Elvis Presley's daughter just for publicity and white lady and the white lady with the kids. And, you know what I'm saying? It's just too much. I'm just wondering with Oprah, because now I don't even know, but she behind it. Why bring out the documentary now? You know what I'm saying? Like, and especially coming off the fact that R. Kelly just looked like it's a witch hunt. That's why I'm telling you, on AJ, I'm wondering, like, who's next? So I'm just saying, with LeBron ascending to you know, the way he is as an NBA player, I'm telling Michael Jordan, watch out. You know what I'm saying? They try to get you back in the day with the whole gambling, but, you know, you was too much to the league. Michael Jordan don't need to slip up because Bill Cosby, you know what I'm saying? R. Kelly,
oh,
I can see Michael Jordan being next.
They got to retry Cosby. They violated Cosby, and they already said they got to retry it. Shout out Cosby.
But anyway.
They did?
But hey, yep. So it is what it is.
Shout out. It's all over the place.
I didn't even
this
see
was like,
see, they ain't had that in the news. Well, they did. I ain't know.
Yeah,
well, look. This.
But like, hey, R. Kelly, you still my nigga, but hey, bitch, you a pedophile. Fuck you. You bitch.
Yo, this whole show was a world.
I say pedophiles are... I say pedophiles are 14 and under. But who defines what legal is? The white?
18.
Who defines what legal is?
The law said 18 now, so fuck it. It is what it is.
Yeah, we
are
in the United States.
But the law, the same law that the white man wrote, but that they violate all the time. Because all of them got young wives. Okay, good night.
That ain't the point. Same
time.
Man, you know what you did.
We're going to have a sexy topic next week and be back on
See you next Sunday.
Peace, 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 peace.